Residents of the Ukrainian capital Kyiv have been urged to stay in shelters today as explosions rocked the city this morning in a wave of Russian drone and missile attacks. It follows two nights of heavy strikes on the city. We can talk now to Ukrainian MP in Kyiv, Ina Sovsun, who's on the line. A very good afternoon to you, and thank you for taking our call this afternoon. What is the situation, first of all, can you tell us in Kyiv at the moment, Ina?
Well, the situation has stabilized, but of course it was a very scary night and day in the city with multiple explosions heard. But as of right now, it's all quiet. The air raid alert is off, and we are gathering information about the remains of the missiles that have fallen in different parts of the city. But we also expect that further attacks might happen during the day or over the night again.
There have, of course, over recent months been regular nighttime attacks by Russia on Kyiv, but this is the first time, is it, in quite some time that there have been daylight attacks?
Yes, I would say that everyone has been extremely surprised with that, because they indeed have started doing night attacks since the early May. They have been attacking Kyiv almost every other night, but day attacks, that is definitely something they haven't been doing, but today is something new. And there have been quite lots of missiles, around 10, as is being reported by our military. And apparently there have been some of the very powerful ones. Some of the explosions were heard all over the city, and it's a big city, so you can imagine.
And what parts of the city, what types of installations, is it possible to say, does it appear were being targeted?
It's unclear, because as reported by our military, all the missiles have been taken down, so we don't know which areas they have been trying to target. What I'm reading in Russian social media, in their military channels, they're claiming that they are targeting Ukrainian air defense system. But again, since all of the missiles have been intercepted, luckily they didn't hit the target, so we cannot confirm whether that is indeed true.
So the city's air defences, I think many of which are systems supplied by countries in the West, they have been proving effective.
They have been proven extremely effective. We are extremely grateful to our partners who have provided both Patriots from the US, the Germans provided Iris-T technology. It all is working. It is proof that Western technology is actually better, and it's good in intercepting Russian-made missiles.
And what's the sense of why this is happening now? Is it the Russians expecting a spring offensive in the east of the country, that they're mounting these attacks at this time?
Well, I think there are two possible explanations. One is they're trying to hit some military targets because they want to suspend or to stop a Ukrainian counteroffensive. So they try to find locations of where Ukrainian weapon is located, ammunition, and so on. And then that is why they intensified their attacks. Reason number two, which is also plausible, is that they try to scare civilian population, because people have indeed have a terrible winter with all the electricity cuts and everything. People started breathing a bit easily because of, people started feeling a bit better. And then suddenly this wave of attack is probably also to put our morale down. They definitely fell on the second one. Everybody is just getting more willing to fight back because of these attacks. But yes, they are indeed trying to target the military targets. That could be one of the explanations.
It is, though, a terrifying experience for those who are caught up in this. Families rushing into shelter, many with small children, trying to get out of the way of these.
And I'll tell you this. Particularly if it's over the night, I don't always hear the air raid alerts myself, but waking up because you hear explosions, that is terrifying. And if you wake up, your heart is bumping, your hands are shaking. It's indeed a very terrifying experience, which I think will have long-lasting effects on all of us. So it's definitely a very scary one. Today I've seen a very sad video of small kids rushing from school to the shelter, running on the streets and yelling. And my assistant was actually in the shelter in the school building, and she said, oh, there is a small kid, and she's crying and saying, I want to go home because I'm scared. So this is what we have to live through, unfortunately, in our kids, which is even worse.
Unthinkable. We'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you very much for talking to us. That's Ukrainian MP Inna Sovsun speaking to us from Kyiv.